Introducing Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclico's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclico Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for ChartsAndMarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, good morning, Jim. We're looking at outside and sort of bleak in the financial markets.
Foggy outside, and who knows what they're doing. Just as foggy, I think, at the U.S. Fed.
Yeah.
Well, today we'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught your eye. One of them is, history tells us the Fed can't meet its inflation goal without a recession.
Yeah, that's sort of a cause and effect kind of reasoning. I prefer to look at it as the yield curve, which is the difference between short rates and long rates. It inverted with short rates getting higher than long rates. And we've got charts on the yield curve back to 1867, and when the curve inverts, you have a recession. That's simple, and the curve is inverted. And there's another rule there, Jim, is the dynamics. I mean, when it inverts, if it gets really intense, the more severe the contraction will be, a recession. And this is getting pretty intense. So it's not the reasoning that the Fed is going to cause a recession to end the inflation that the Fed caused doesn't work for me. So, but anyways, it's a typical headline.
Headline, biggest North Sea producer refuses to drill new oil wells because of windfall tax. Harbor Energy opts out of licensing bid in blow to government ambitions to boost domestic supplies in the UK.
I don't know what it's about, but I think they were trying to get back to drilling. And obviously something's not going right on that one. And they should be drilling everywhere where there's any sort of oil or gas should be being explored, developed, and put into production.
Well, the Netherlands is all, apparently has lots of natural gas as well, but they refuse to frack.
Oh, yeah.
So,
they're crazy. The Marxists in the European government, they want to shut down 3,000 farms in the Netherlands because they're using nitrogen in the soil. And, my God, farmers have been... They didn't know it was nitrogen, but they knew that they had to crop rotate in order to restore whatever was missing. And what was missing on each production year was it used up nitrogen. And we've got this crazy World Economic Forum, which is influential in the European government, and they're doing a number on the Holland. And then we got our juvenile prime minister in Canada, Trudeau, who has fallen for it hopelessly. I mean, he's trying to food shortages, and he's doing everything he can to reduce food production. It's amazing, these people.
My dad planted clover on our gray farm soil in Peace River to put nitrogen into the soil naturally.
Yep.
It plants need it. Plants love it.
Yep.
Plants love carbon dioxide as well.
If the atmospheric concentration gets below 150 parts per million, and it's now 400, then life as we know it on the planet shuts down. And the 400 parts per million, which the crazies are claiming as extraordinarily high and dangerously high, Hey, I'm an old geologist, geophysicist, and you know these things. And it's been as high as 4,000 and 5,000 parts per million at various times in history.
Sure. So. And, I mean, they've done DNA samples now from the Canadian North. We used to be jungle.
Oh, there's always a picture you see of a beach on the Arctic Ocean in summer.
Yeah.
And on the edge of the beach, which is shore, there's the remnants of about a 10-inch diameter tree.
Yeah.
And those size trees now are only, you know, only exist about 400 or 500 miles south of there.
And, of course, here in Vancouver, we have unique geology or geography that you can go from the climate of Northern California to the subarctic in the distance of 25 miles.
Yeah.
A climate researcher does his studies here because he says nowhere in the world can you do that.
Yeah.
That's on top of our local ski mountains.
Yeah,
you're above the tree line.
You go right from the coast up to, 5,000 to 6,000 feet, and it's a hell of a change.
Yeah, White Rock on the border of the U.S. here in Vancouver has a California climate, very little rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Bob, another headline that we'd like to explore. What a way to finish a year in which almost everyone got almost everything wrong. What's that one all about?
Oh, yeah, I know. I guess the big item on the year was that the standard portfolio balance of 60% equities and 40% bonds just got trashed, unlike anything I think they said since the 1930s. So, and that's your basic part. You know, most portfolios go on that theme, and it just got trashed. So, but fortunately, in January a year ago, we recognized the technical excesses in the stock market, and also noted that outstanding market phenomena can conclude in January, and we cited the stock market in 1973. Gold and silver in January 1980. So you have that phenomenon. So they, and then that set up the bear market. And then what was it? Oh, about January the 5th, the advanced decline line broke down. And then about January 24th, Ross summed up the dynamics and said that the bear market in the S&P could approach a 50% sell-off. So that was rather good work in January, and then the rest has been ups and downs with the downs stronger than the ups. And the commodities, yeah, we played them well. And here we are now. There's a possible Santa Claus rally from the middle, usually the middle of December, where we are now, and that's when the small cap stocks like the Russell 2000 can outperform the S&P, but who knows? When you're in a bear market, trying to trade the counter trend on short, near term rallies is very difficult. So, we're just, recognizing that we're in a post bubble contraction. There's nothing anybody can do about it.
Headline, retail sales in November plunge despite Black Friday.
Yeah, the November wasn't a very good month in a number of series, but I just noticed that one, and retail sales fell off and that sort of thing, yep.
Well, that obviously is another severe sign of inflation. People have to buy the basics and pay rent,
yep.
And after that, there's not a lot left.
Yep, they're trimming back, yep.
Well, folks, be as generous as you can to the local food bank.
Indeed.
We'll have more with market historian Bob Hoy right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Headline, Corporate America buys back fewer shares as recession fears rise. Should they be buying back shares at any time, Bob?
Oh, no. But there was a feature of when the market was going up, and the decision to do buy back your own stock is at the board level, and executives and directors turned into stock market speculators. And the most grievous one was Boeing, and they bought something like $45 billion of stock back out of the market, and then they scrimped on the redesign of that 737 or whatever it was, and on the engineering and that, and had tragedies. So, no, I'm very much against stock buybacks, because it is not the business of a company to buy its stock back. The business of the company is to successfully sell its product. That's it. I hate buybacks.
They used to be illegal, Bob.
I expect it probably at one time.
Yeah.
Probably was. And
it was considered stock manipulation by insiders.
For sure.
Yeah.
And it is. That's a good way of phrasing it, Jim.
Headline, and this is my favorite headline out of the bunch today. Investment grade wine outshines the stock market this year.
In this tumultuous year, yeah. Yeah, so they've been buying, as they say, investment grade wines. I've never seen that phrase before. And I guess, and then art pieces and, you know, everything. But it was just a very good headline, Jim. Investment grade wines. Isn't that something?
Bob, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Yeah, Jim, and you have a very good birthday today.
Yes, I also will be celebrating its National Cover Anything in Chocolate Day.
Oh, right. Yeah, we've got to recognize that.
Yeah, and, so that
we'll
and a birthday.
To next week.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy, the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on Twitter @HowStreet. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com Radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.